My beliefs create my personal world and give my life its meaning. They create the world as I believe it to be. It's my unique reality and is the only world I will ever know. I created it and I must live in it. If I create a world full of limitations, dominated by my frailties, then I will suffer. If I create a world full of possibilities and love, then I prosper. For my entire life, I am a prisoner of the world created by my thoughts. In my personal world, I choose the meaning of my life. Each event is devoid of meaning until I decide what it means to me. The choice that I make determines whether I regard problems as catastrophes or opportunities. There is never a good reason to interpret events in a negative manner. No matter how negative a situation is, thinking negatively only makes it worse. When I think positive, bad things become better things and my life starts to improve. I choose the meaning of the events in my life. I choose to think positive and to live in a positive world. During our travels in Saudi Arabia, whenever we found sandstone, we also discovered petroglyphs. Thousands of years ago, there was no CNN. There was only the Rock News Network, known as RNN. If you wanted to inform the world of your glorious exploits, the best way to get the message out was through the Rock News Network. All you needed was a large sandstone outcrop and a few primitive carving tools to inscribe your victories into stone. In this particular set of macho petroglyphs, there are mounted horsemen with giant spears extending their domain and forcing their enemies into submission. Arabian horses with long flowing tails and lizard-shaped men with swords on their waists engage in eternal combat in the sandstone. Petroglyphs reveal that humanity hasn't changed significantly over the millennia. Power, wealth, and warfare are human trademarks memorialized in stone. I wonder if we will ever learn. Here is the meaning of my life. Number one, the most powerful force in the universe is God's love. The most positive force in the universe is God's love. The most important fact in the universe is that God loves and accepts us the way that we are, but He loves us too much to let us stay that way. Number two, God has a dream for our lives that is better than anything we can imagine. Number three, we are created in the image of God and we bear His likeness. We can live here and now as one of His children and we have the privilege of calling God our Father. Number four, all things work together for good when we love God. God takes the bad things in our lives and turns them into something better. Number five, God has our best interests at heart. He is truly on our side and is working to make our lives better. When we get in agreement with His dream for our lives, awesome things start to happen. Number six, God does not have a dark side. God is love and works by love. The power and presence of God in our lives is love. Whenever we see love, we're seeing God's hand at work in the world. Number seven, the mind is the door through which we enter the world of change. When the power of God's love rolls through our heart and mind, we become new people with a new life. Number eight, when our minds are full of thoughts consistent with God's love, our minds are exactly the way God meant for them to be. When our hearts are full of emotions consistent with God's love, our hearts are exactly the way God meant for them to be. Number nine, there is no limit to how good our lives can become when the power of God's love rolls through our heart and mind and makes us into new people. And number 10, positive thinking is the natural software for our mind. Positive thinking truly is the right type of thinking. It's more than a good idea, it's the way God designed for our mind to work.